This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Hello and welcome. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 18th, 2020. We're taking a little holiday break. This will be the last edition for this year. We'll be back on Friday, January 8th. Judging by the list of more than 700 registered participants, Skywarn Recognition Day, SRD, on December 5th was a success. Co-sponsored by ARRL and the National Weather Service, SRD recognizes radio amateurs for the vital public service they provide during severe weather. Participants ranged from National Weather Service offices, radio amateurs, non-amateur weather spotters, and non-Skywarn spotters. Radio amateurs comprise a large percentage of Skywarn volunteers across the country. They provide vital communication between National Weather Service offices and emergency managers in the event that telecommunication systems are knocked out. Given the COVID-19 pandemic, SRD was handled a little differently than it has been in the past. Normally, radio amateurs participate from home stations and from stations at National Weather Service forecast offices, trying to contact as many other National Weather Service forecast offices as possible. This year, participation from National Weather Service forecast offices was minimal, and the focus shifted to contacting as many Skywarn-trained spotters as possible. New this year, SRD was open to all Skywarn spotters, and a Skywarn Recognition Day Facebook page was created. Amateur radio on the International Space Station, ARIS, will continue its year-long 20th anniversary celebration of continuous ham radio operation from the ISS this month with a slow-scan television SSTV event over the holidays. The commemorative late December SSTV event will be held December 24th through December 31st, although those dates are subject to change. The frequency will be 145.8 MHz using SSTV PD120 mode. Over its 20 years, ARIS has supported nearly 1,400 scheduled ham radio contacts with schools, student groups, and other educational organizations. ARIS will continue to sponsor various commemorative events through November 2021, including more of the very popular ARIS SSTV sessions. This is ARRL Audio News for December 18th, 2020, heard in Lexington, Kentucky on the KY4K 14694 repeater, Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. and Saturdays at 10 a.m. Volunteer examiners in Grant County, Oregon, affiliated with the ARRL Volunteer Examiner Coordinator, put their heads together to overcome adversity and hold a safe and secure drive-in exam session that took pandemic precautions into account. Current health regulations in Oregon precluded both indoor and outdoor gatherings, so the Grant County Amateur Radio Club, the local Aries Group, and the Grant County Emergency Radio Infrastructure Coalition combined forces to offer 5 candidates the chance to obtain their first license or to upgrade their existing license, all from the comfort of their vehicles. Steve Fletcher, K7AA, who is the Aries Emergency Coordinator for Grant County, told ARRL that the group chose to hold a drive-up exam session on Saturday, December 12th. Fletcher reported 3 new technician class licensees and 2 new general class radio amateurs resulted from the session. Required ARRL VEC forms contained pre-printed data, including the FCC registration number. These were given to candidates on a clipboard. Each candidate took the exam in the front seat of their own vehicle. Everyone dressed warmly, and most candidates had their heaters running, Fletcher noted. The Grant County Roads Department loaned its parking area for the exam session. Here's the AMSAT report. AMSAT says it's had good fortune this year with many ham satellites launched and successfully placed into orbit and operation. To those who have spent time building and having payloads deployed, congratulations on a job well done. More developments are ahead to bring a satellite into high Earth orbit again. The next generation of AMSAT satellites, GOLF, or Greater Orbit Larger Footprint, is in development. The first satellite in the series is GOLF-T, which is planned to launch no earlier than 2022. Following that will be GOLF-1, which is planned to launch no earlier than fourth quarter of 2022. Go to the AMSAT.org website for more information. And remember, AMSAT is always looking for talented volunteers. Click on Get Involved and Volunteer for AMSAT. The AMSAT report is compliments of Bruce Page, KK5DO, who extends happy holiday wishes on behalf of the AMSAT Board of Directors. This is ARRL Audio News for December 18th, 2020, heard in New Orleans on the N5OZG14682 repeater, Sundays at 8 p.m. The Reverse Beacon Network will benefit from a YASME Foundation initiative in cooperation with Amateur Radio Digital Communication that will add 15 more nodes. RBN is a global system of software-defined radio receivers that monitor amateur radio bands and report CW, RTTY, and FT4 and FT8 signals to a central searchable database. In October, a YASME-funded node was successfully installed in Tunisia, bolstering RBM representation in northern Africa. Additional modes are planned for Algeria and Libya. The success of this small program led to the Global 15-node project to expand the RBN into such underrepresented areas as the Caribbean, the South Pacific, Central Asia, the Middle East, and South America. YASME Foundation President Ward Silver, N0AX, said, "By adding stations in these areas, the network's data quality and coverage will be improved to allow better analysis of events and openings beyond what was previously available. The large and growing database of records supports scientific research and allows hams to be more effective on the air and in planning operations and station design," Silver said. Some brief items. During the third quarter of 2020, ARRL Volunteer Monitor Program volunteers spent more than 6,100 hours poring over the amateur bands. The VM program issued 15 good operator letters. Volunteers are in the chair monitoring, recognizing exemplary operators, and admonishing those who need to pay closer attention to their operating practices, said Riley Hollingsworth, K4ZDH, the VM program coordinator. The VM program referred two cases to the FCC and accepted two cases from the FCC for investigation. Developed in partnership with the FCC, the VM program maintains regular contact with the FCC and took part in three meetings during the third quarter of 2020 with FCC Enforcement Bureau personnel. Save this date, several radio propagation experts will share their knowledge during a propagation summit via Zoom sponsored by Contest University. The event is set for January 23, 2021. Presentation topics include update on the Personal Weather Station project and HAMSI activities for 2021, solar cycle 25 predictions and progress, maximizing performance of HF antennas with irregular terrain, and HF ionospheric propagation. Registration is free. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this has been ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 18th, 2020. A reminder, ARRL Audio News will be on holiday break, so this is the last edition for 2020. Look for us again on Friday, January 8th, 2021. Best wishes for the holiday season and the new year from ARRL.